Starting here at the bottom of Nun Hei Amud Bet, the Gemara just discussed what do we do with the pasuk of Veshachatoto Bimkom Asher Yishchatet Ha'olah Lifnei Hashem by the seer of the Nasi. The Gemara concluded that the word Oto came to teach us that Oto B'Tzafon Ve'ein Seer Nachshon B'Tzafon, that it goes in the north, but the seer of Nachshon does not require north, and that would be because we have a Havam, you know, that it would require north, because the seer of Nachshon requires Smicha, so we think it'd be like every other Chatat would also require Tzafon. Along comes the Miut to teach us seer Nachshon does not require Tzafon. Where I want to know, how do you know that the Seir of Nachshon requires Smicha? Smicha gufa minolan. So it's the second line from the bottom, and then him, the bed. Titania, it's a machiado, arosha Seir. So here we have a pasuk by the Seir and Asiya again. And it could have written, V'samach Yadoa Rosho. Why does it say Rosh HaSeir? Of course we're talking about the Seir. We're talking about the Seir and the Seir. So instead of saying Rosh HaSeir, it could have said Rosho. The fact that it says Rosh HaSeir comes through the Rabot, Seir Nachshon Nesmicha, Tibri Rabbi Yehuda. It says that tells us that Seir Nachshon gets Smicha. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, the Rabot Sirei Avodat Kochavim Nesmicha. Comes to include the Sirei Avodat Kochavim that they get Smicha. So Matkif Lo Ravino. Ravina says, Tinach Le Rabbi Yehuda. This whole limud works well according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a limud for smicha by Seir Nachshon needs a miut from the pasuk. But according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Ma'ikal Meimar. According to Rabbi Shimon, there is no limud to teach you that there is smicha by the Nasir of Nachshon. Then why would you have a habmin to include the Tzafon? So then why do you need a miut? Amalei Mar Zutra Brei the Rav Mori, the Rav Yino, the Rav Yehuda Nami, my dit rabe, my dado it rabe, lo it rabe. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why would you even have a habmin to include Tzafon? He has a specific riboy for smicha, and that's what he includes. Why would he then include Tzafon? Why are you coming and saying, extrapolating, oh, just because he included smicha, includes Tzafon, he needed a specific limud for that. So, if the pasuk did not exclude it, avamina teite mi binyanav. We learned it out of a binyanav. Smicha gufa lishtokra minei v'teite mi binyanav. If you're so willing to make or learn out Tzafon from a binyanav, which means that all chataot get Tzafon, so Seir Nachshon should also get Tzafon, then say the same thing by smicha. All chataot gets smicha, so Seir Nachshon should get smicha. Why do I need a specific pasuk to teach me by smicha and not by tzafon? If you're going to use binyan av to teach us about Seir Nachshon, then you can use it both by smicha and by tzafon. But if you're using a pasuk by smicha, then you can also need a pasuk by tzafon. El sha'a midorot lo yelfinon. Bottom line, sha'a, the Seir Nachshon, which was a unique one-time korban, we do not learn out midorot from regular korban note. So hachanami, so too over here, by the case of just like by smicha, we say that you can't learn it out without the specific pasuk, because we don't learn out something that is unique or temporary from something that is permanent. So too, by tzafon, we have the same thing. If that's true, you don't need the oto, Seir of the Nasi, to teach you, Seir Nachshon doesn't get tzafon, because we have no havamina to include it. So then what are we going to do with that pasuk? Hello, oto, taun tzafon, vena shuchet, omeid bit tzafon. That it requires tzafon, meaning the animal itself, the behemoth, must be in tzafon, the nishchat must be in the tzafon, but the shuchet does not have to be in the tzafon. We learned that before, that the shuchet could be standing in the darom, as long as the behemoth is in the tzafon. We already know that. Midrabachia nafko. We can learn that out from Rabachia. The Tanya Rabachia Omer, Vishachat Oto, Al Yerecha Mizbeach Tzafona, Matal Medomer. The Fishim etzinu b'makabel shomid b'tzafon. By the Mekabel, you have to stand in the north, u'mekabel b'tzafon. The person who's doing the Kabbalah must be in the Tzafon. And the utensil that is doing the Kabbalah must also be in the Tzafon. He must be standing in the tzafon, and he must also do the Kabbalah. The kli of Kabbalah must be in the tzafon itself. And if he stood in the south, still did the Kabbalah in the tzafon. I would have thought the same thing by shchita. Talmud Omar, oto. It says v'shachat oto. That's b'tzafon. Only the behemah needs to be in the tzafon, but the shochet does not required to be in the tzafon. So Gemara says we can't use the oto by the seer and asi to teach us or to exclude the fact that the shochet doesn't need to be in the tzafon, because we already have that from the limud or the bright of Rabbi Achia. Rabbi Achia is by the Oda, and that applies to all karbanot, to the shchita. So Tosos asks you a question. Look at Tosos. Tema, Aibol Aktiv. So the Tosos is shochet on the left side there. He says, how could it be that you're bringing a limud from a machia? That's talking about an olah. And here we're talking about a chatat. Even though we know that, how do we know that the chatat is done in the north? Because it says, do it in the place where you do the olah. We don't learn now one from the other. This is a different aloch. We need an ikuvah from over an olah to be in the north, and we don't learn it out from chatat. Miu, the kule time of the hotam necha. To the maid mefarish hotam time of shloihe, tafel chamur min haikar. Achaname, mehaitam aloihe, shochet bitzafon. Because we have a principle that we invoked in the Gemara and Zvachim, which is that we know that chatat is learned from olah. And there we said that lo ye tafel chamur min haikar. If the limud by olah tells you that the animals in the north, the shochet is not in the north, chatat is learnt out from an olah. That means chatat is a derivative of olah. And how do we know where the chatat is? The chatat is in the north because the olah is in the north. Now you're going to say chatat in the north and the shochet of the chatat has to be in the north? Now the derivative became more chamur than the one you're learning from the olah, the one that's teaching us. So he says that even though it's not a direct limud, it's a logical argument that you would not have the chatat be more chamur than the olah because it is learnt from the olah. That was the question that you're asking. So now we have had two attempts at figuring out what the Tov, Asir, and Asi excludes. We first tried to exclude Seir Nachshon. We rejected that. Then we tried to exclude the Shochet B'Tzafon. And then we also rejected that because we already have that from Yahya. Now here comes our third attempt. Elo Oto B'Tzafon, Vein Ben Of B'Tzafon. That a behema has to be done in the Tzafon, but a bird does not have to be done in the Tzafon. Tzachadat Bamino, I would have thought, Leite B'Kav B'Chomer. We could have learned that of B'Kav B'Chomer. Mi Benson. Ma Benson. When it comes to a behema, Shelo Kavalo Kohen, that does not require a Kohen. Nevertheless, it has to be done in the north. That means by an olah, by a chatat. When you do the shechita, it has to be done in the north. But the shochet does not have to be a kohen. It could even be Israel. There we spoke about, depending on whose opinion it is, about where or how much you have in the northern side, the Israel that is being shochet, the animal, will either can be right up against it, because the Tzafon extends across the whole northern area of the Ezara. But according to those opinions that the northern area is just opposite the Mizbeach, we would have to suggest that he has a Sakin Aruka. He has a very long knife, and he's able to stand, the Israel is able to stand B'makom Drisat Raglei Israel, and still Shech the Behema that is in the Tzafon opposite the Mizbeach. But we know, nevertheless, that when it comes to a Behema, it must be done in the north, and it can be done by a Zar. So Ben Of, Shekava Lo Kohen, the Of, when it comes to a bird, it must be done by the Kohen, because it requires Malika. Malika is only Kasher by a Kohen. So Enu Din Shnik Vala Tzafon, then certainly it should be done in the north. So Gemara says, Mada Ben Son, Shekain Kava Lo Kli. No, Behema has a Chumrah, because the Kabbalat Adam is done in a Kli. So that won't work, because no Kabbalat Adam Bekli for the bird, and you can't learn that Kav HaChomer. If you can't learn that Kav HaChomer, you don't need Oto to exclude the Of, because you never thought it would be in the Tzafon to have to come to exclude it. So now Gemara tries another one. Oto B'Tzafon, Vein Pesach B'Tzafon. It requires Tzafon, but the Pesach does not require Tzafon. Where it says, why? Why would you think that Pesach requires matzafon? Pesach midrav Elazar ben Yaakov nafko. We already know that from Elazar ben Yaakov, de Tanya. Elazar ben Yaakov he says, Yaakov, you hate Pesach to matzafon. I would have thought that Pesach requires a north. Bedinu, ma'ola, shalom kavala zman b'shkita ta'an ola, which doesn't have a fixed time. Kavala tzafon, nevertheless, as we burn the north. Pesach, shakavala zman, b'shkita ta'an, odin shakavala tzafon. Pesach, which has to be done at a specific time, certainly it should be done in tzafon. I says, no, you can have a pirchas of that. Mado Olah Shekin Kalil. Olah goes on the Kalil of Mizbeach, therefore it has a Chumrah of Tzafon that we don't apply to Pesach. Where it says Mechatat. So learn that out from Mechatat. That a Chatat, just like the Chatat is done in the Tzafon, so to the Pesach will be done in the Tzafon. Where it says Mado Chatat Shekin Mechaperta Chavei Krivitut. The Chatat has a Chumrah, a Tzad Chumrah, that it's Mechaper on Kritut. That Chumrah is what might require to be in the Tzafon. The Pesach doesn't have that. Me'asham, so let's learn out of Hashem. Can't learn out of Hashem because Shekma'asham Ken Kodshe Kodoshim. Because it is Kodshe Kodoshim, whereas the Pesach is Kodshim Kalim. So there's a Pircha again. Maybe the Hashem is done in the north because it's Kodshe Kodoshim. Pesach is excluded because it's Kodshim Kalim. Mikulu Nami. In all of them, even if you want to do a Tzara Shaveh, anything you want to do with this, they all have a common denominator, which is Ken Kodshe Kodoshim. They're all Kodshe Kodoshim. And that's a Tzad Pircha, Tzad Chumrah by them. That maybe the reason they're all in the north is because they're Kodshe Kodoshim, which in Hachanami is the reason that they're all in the north. So you can't learn a Pesach from that. That's the case. You don't need Oto to come to teach you
that the chatat is in the tzafon and not the Pesach, because you don't even have a havamino that the Pesach should be in the tzafon. So you don't need that limud. Ella, now we're back again to the beginning. The Gemara goes back to its first shot, which is Olam kidam rina mikara. Like we said originally, otobit tzafon v'ina shochet v'tzafon. That it's in the tzafon, but not the shochet. Ah, what about Rabbi Achya? Over there he says, utakakash lachmit Rabbi Achya nafka. We already asked that question, and we said that we don't have Rabbi Achya. Rabbi Achya lav nemute shochet v'tzafon hudata. It's not going to exclude the shochet v'tzafon. Ela hachi kamar. Ein a shochet v'tzafon, avala mikabel v'tzafon. Not that the shochet is in the tzafon, but that the mikabel must be in the tzafon. Achya is not coming to teach us that the shochet not to be in the tzafon, but rather he's coming to teach us that the makabel must be in the tzafon. Where do we know the fact that the shochet does not have to be in the tzafon? That we'll learn out of Oto. Where it says, mikabel mi b'lakach v'lakach. We'll learn that out of the extra vav v'lakach. There, if you remember, in the Gemara Tzvachim, we took the vav and we changed the word to say v'lakach v'lakach. V'lakach comes to teach you lo kach. Not only v'lakach medam apar, which teaches about kabbalat adam, that's the limud of kabbalat adam. Not only does the kabbalat adam have to be done in the tzafon, but lo kach, you must take him. The one who's doing the kabbalat adam must also be in the tzafon. So we already have a limud that the mekabel is in the tzafon. The Gemara says v'lakach v'lakach lo mashmalei, that we're not v'lakach v'lakach. You're changing it around the words that the doesn't have that limud. Since we don't have that limud, therefore we need an exclusion for mekabel. The mekabel must be in the tzafon, not like the shochet. We know that shochet is not in the tzafon because of oto bitzafon, nasir bitzafon, but not the shochet bitzafon. When the shochet is not bitzafon, then how do we know that the mekabel is in the tzafon? Well, we could have learned it out of lakach v'lakach, but we don't have that. Rabbi Achya doesn't learn it from there. Rabbi Achya says no. We learn it out of the fact that ein shochet bitzafon, but the mekabel is in the tzafon. And how do you know that? Because it says b'shachat oto ayer mizbechavich tzafona. So how do I know that we should exclude the shochet and not exclude the mekabel? That is because Gubetzin answers mistavra the miuta shachat the samich lekoi. Makes sense that the miut is talking about what the context it's in. The chiv is shachat oto. So the fact that it's written in a pasuk b'shachat oto, that tells us that the oto is a miut for the shochet and not a miut for the mikabel. So that would be the answer in the end, that the reason that we use the oto to exclude the shochet, not the mikabel, is because the context in which it's written is about shechita. And once we know that, the shochet is excluded, the mikabel must be in. So now the Gemara goes back to our Mishnah, which says that you are chayav alishata v'arichata v'alafiyata. Chayav in all of these actions. Amar papa. Afa, if you bake the mincha in chametz, as chametz, lokesh daim, you get two sets of malkot. Achat alarichata, one of them on setting it up, laying it out, and achat alafiyata, and the other one on the afiyah. V'amart, didn't you say before that ma afiyah miyuchedet, shi maseh yachidi, v'chayim alef v'fnei atzma? When we learned yesterday's daf that it was yatzam in a cloud, what was it that was Yotze? It's Yotze, and that it's a Masse Yechidi, and you're Chayivin Alev Bifnei Atzma. If that's the case, then why, when I do Afiyah, my person does Afiyah, why are you Chayav for Aricha and Afiyah? Afiyah is a standalone Melocha, it's a standalone Avoda. Why is it that now you're including Aricha in that? It says, Lokasha, Adarichu, Vafahu, Adarichu, Vyayv Lei Vafa. Depends who does the Aricha. Number one, let's understand that Afiyah is Gemar Aricha. It's the completion of the process of Aricha is the Afiyah itself. So over here, where he does it himself, then he'll be Chayav both on the Afiyah and the Aricha. And that means that he'll actually be Chayav three things. He'll be Chayav once on the Aricha, and then on the Afiyah, he'll be Chayav again on the Aricha plus on the Afiyah. So he'll be Chayav three sets of Makot. On the other hand, when it comes to the case where his friend does it, then his friend will be Chayav on the Aricha. He'll be Chayav on the Afiyah and the Aricha. So that way you have, in one case, he's Chayav three sets of malkot, and in the case he's only chayav two sets of malkot. Tamar Banan, we're going to go on a kind of a sidebar here, but it'll bring us back to this in a second. It's b'chor she'achzot dam, a b'chor that has some sort of gathering of blood that is causing it either pain or actually even possibly danger to life. Mikizin oto et adam b'makom she'eno se'bumu. So the Braita says that you, or the Tosefta says that you can be mikiz the dam, you can bloodlet, take the blood out, as long as it's in a place that doesn't make a mum, because it's a sort of yigorei mum.
mum to a bechor, because if you have a mum and the bechor is no longer roi the mizbeach and it can be eaten outside of the mikdash. So therefore, you're allowed to do the hakaz adam as long as it's a location that won't cause a mum. Ve'emikizim et adam b'makom shoseh b'mum divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Meir's shita is as long as it's in a location that won't cause a mum, then it's fine. If it's a place that will cause a mum, problematic. And Rashi says what's makom shoseh mum is ozno and eino. It's in the ear or in the eye, which will not heal, and therefore it will be a permanent mum, as opposed to the rest of the body, where the body will heal and it won't be an issue. That you're allowed to make or do the akaz adam even in the place where there is a mum, or it'll leave a permanent mum. But you can't shech the bechor. The bechor will not be mutar to the kohen to eat outside the mikdash until it gets an additional mum in it. Until it gets an additional mum, then he will be mutar to eat it. But the mum that you just created, you will not be allowed to shech the animal on, because you did it. You made the mum in there. It's supposed to be happen. Yeah, it's supposed to happen by itself, and not for you doing it actively. So in order that you don't, we don't want you doing it actively. Therefore, we have to wait to a mum sheba me'aleha. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, "Af nishchat al oto mum." You can even, with that mum that you created through the hakazat adam, through the bloodletting, you can even with that shech the animal. So Rashi claims this is Rabbi Shimon the Shittatei. What's Rabbi Shimon the Shittatei? Davar she'inu mitkavein is mutar the gamre. Over here, is he intending to make a mum in the animal? No, he's trying to bloodlet the animal. If it happens to be that there is a mum that's left there afterwards, it's a davar she'inu mitkavein. So Tosfos says that over year, it must be in a case or in a situation where it's not psik reshe. Because if it was psik reshe, it would be problematic. And now over here, it's a psik reshe denechale. Because
the mum
is nichale, then he can eat the animal. But I don't even know if it's lo ichbadle, because truth be in the end, the fact that he can eat the animal makes it a psik reshe denechale. So even according to the Aruch, who says psik reshe delo nechale would have been okay, over here, it's not really a delo nechale. So Tosfos that says it has to be done in a situation or a case where it will not be a psik reshe. Tosfos, on the other hand, also tests this and not certain that Rashi is correct over here, that the reason for Rabbi Shimon is that it's about davar she'eino mitkavein. So we're going to see in a second Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda, who we know, believes that davar she'eino mitkavein is asur, possibly chayav, afilu mate, even if he is going to die from this mum, we don't let you do it. We don't let you be mekiz the dam. Why? So Rashi tells us, the Gemara there says, since a person is worried about his possessions, he's going to be afraid to let this animal die. So if we allow him to put it into a place that it doesn't make a mum, he's going to come and make it. He's going to eventually make it in a place where there is a mum. And Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Meir that you're not allowed to do it in a place where there is a, but it'll make a permanent mum. So he holds like Rabbi Meir that you're not allowed to put it into a place where it's permanent. He would have held like the Chachamim, then in a place where there is no mum, go ahead and do it. But it's a gezeira otu. So then if that's the case, that Rabbi Yehuda believes it's a gezeira otu, and he's not using the fact that davar she'eino mitkavein is asur, then maybe Rabbi Shimon is the other side of that. Maybe Rabbi Shimon just not goes there. Shimon holds like the Chachamim, he just not goes there. The problem of otu. So he doesn't believe that people are going to come to do this or put mumim in the animal in other places, and therefore he allows you to put it in. So he holds like the Chachamim, and he's also not goes there otu. So that's one. That's a possibility. So now the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Chia bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody agrees. If you do avoda with chametz by the mincha, and then you do another subsequent avoda, that you are chayav. Dichtiv lo taseh chametz velo te'afeh chametz, because it gives two restrictions. It says first, do not do a siyah with the chametz, and then afterwards says lo te'afeh chametz, do not bake the chametz. So you see that even after a siyah, there's still a problem of baking the chametz. So that means that there is a problem working with the chametz even after you've already done one avoda with it. Still problematic as you continue, and even though it's a mincha psula now. V'misareis achar misareis shuchayav, that the castration is done by one individual. If another individual castrates the animal a second time, then he also be chayav, which seems to be a near impossibility, because once the animal is castrated, how can you castrate it again? Och v'katut v'nitok v'karut. These are all mumim for a kohen, mumim for a behema. In this week's parsha, it's parshat emor. So over there it mentions both nituk and karut. So Rashi over here, the way Rashi understands it, it says imala koreitu chayav alo noteik lo koshke. It's chayav on koreit, on cutting it. Then certainly he should be chayav on the noteik of removing it completely. Lo koshke ela havi. Where does that come to teach you? Noteik achara koreit shu chayav. That someone does nitika after krita, they will be chayav. What's koreit? Koreit according to Rashi is that he severs the beitzim that are attached to the body. He cuts them away from the body. But
they're still sitting in the scrotum. On the other hand, what's nitak? That he takes away the entire scrotum. So that's the way Rashi learns it. That is notek achara krita. So that you'll be chayav for, even though technically the animal's already castrated, nevertheless, by taking the scrotum off, that additional action will also be chayav. Tosfos takes issue with Rashi and says that can't be the explanation, and rather he says that one is severing, but they're still attached. The other one means severing the gamrei, taking them off entirely. So that's the way Tosfos learns it. Not like Rashi, which separates it between the beitzim and the scrotum. He talks about it being the beitzim entirely, but just cutting it partially and then cutting it fully. So that'll be a misareis achar misareishu chayav. The only argument is elabamatil mum b'bal mum. The only time you have an argument is, can you put in a mum into a bal mum, a person, an animal that already has a mum? Can you then put a mum into that? Or are you chayav if you put in it? Maybe it's ever kol mum lo yebo. Mir says that kol mum lo yebo, it's a problem to put a mum into an animal that already has a mum. But in Zavri, tamim yel ratzon. Only when it's a tamim is it problematic to put in a mum. Not a tamim anymore, it's not problematic to put in a mum. Why is that? What's the case here? The case here is achzol dam. As Rashi points out, achzol dam, there's no bigger mum than achzol dam. The animal's going to die from this. It's not going to survive. It's such a problematic gathering of blood, pooling of blood in a certain location, that the animal's going to die from it. That's a mum. So now Rabbi Meir says you can't go ahead and make another mum to solve that problem. Because mum achar mum is chayav. Chamim say no. If it's already a bal mum, there's no longer roi the mizbeach. There's no longer the mizbeach, then there's no problem making another mum, and therefore you can go in and do the hakazat adam in order to save the animal, because making a mum is not a problem. It's not over, because it won't go away by itself. Mum over is a mum where it'll solve itself. Yeah. Why is it considered nidchet over here? Because the bechor is kadosh min habetin, and bechor never loses its kedusha. Bechor either goes on the mizbeach or is eaten by the kohen. So the bechor's kedusha remains no matter what. Okay, Rabbi Meir, nami aktiv, tamim yudah ratzon. What about Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir also has the puzzle tamim yudah ratzon. How the mute balmum ikara? That comes to exclude a balmum that was born that way. It was a balmum when it was born, and that balmum, then there's no restriction against putting an additional mum in it. Balmum ikara dikla ba'amahu. Balmum ikara is like a piece of wood. It's like a tree. It's not a behemoth, it's not really kadosh, because the kedusha was never really chal on the animal, because it had a bal mum from the start. Comes to exclude the case of psulim mukdashim after they've been redeemed. Something that went wrong with mukdashim, and then you redeem those mukdashim, then you can place mumim, you can do whatever you want with them. You can't do everything you want them, because you're not allowed to be gozez them, you're not allowed to do melach with them, you can eat them. So that achila is permitted, and to place a mum in them will not be restricted, because they're no longer a tamim liyud ratzon. They're not going to end up on the mizbe these animals, and therefore it's permissible to put a mum in them, even though I would have added a havamina that no, because you're only allowed to do achila and nothing else. So I would have thought, no. You're not allowed to do work with them. That's not the case. Skumer says, Rabbanan nami aktiv kol mum lo yebo. Doesn't the Rabbanan have the puzzle of Rabbi Meir, which is kol mum lo yebo? Ami baile, look at the Daniel. We need that for this bright. Kol mum lo yebo. In yela shelo yitain bo mum. It's only that he can't place a mum in there. Minayim shelo yigrom lo ayyadei acherim. How do I know? Not only are you restricted from placing a mum in it, and by the way, there's the restriction from placing a mum in an animal, says kol mum lo yebo. From there we learn out that you may not place a mum in the animal. How do I know that not only can you not actively place it in there, but you can't cause a mum to the animal? How do I know that? You go and put a bunch of food on the animal's ear, and then the dog will come and eat it, and when he comes and bites it, he'll bite the ear also and cause a mum. How do you know that that's not allowed? Kol mum lo yebo. So amar mum v'amar kol mum. It says mum and then kol mum. Kol mum, that extra kol comes to teach you or gives you the limud that not only are you not allowed to do it actively, but you also can't do it derech grama. So as Rashi learns out, lo ye over here, where's it mean kol boom lo yebo? So the different limudim here, the look on the side of the source of shot says lo yechaye or lo ye shelo yetil bo mum, that you can't place it in it. On the other hand, the bach brings down it means lo yehe, so they should not be in their mum. So there's a limud that you can't actively place it in there.
So the shots have to do that you can't be active.
Right, the in the active form. I don't know how he created that. Although the Bach says it's lo yehei. But that's a limud from the pasuk that you can't actively do it. And then the pasuk that you can't be goreim is from the extra word of kol. Because it could have just written mum lo yebo. What is kol mum lo yebo? That extra kol comes to teach you not to be goreim a mum. Right, so Amar Rabbi Ami, Heniach Sora Gabi Yisam, Valach V'yashav Lo, he places the or, a leavening agent, on top of bread, and he walks away, V'nit Chamsah, so I'm at a Mincha, and it becomes Chametz by itself, V'yalech Chayav Aleach, Kamaseh Shabbat. You're Chayav for doing this, just like by Shabbos, you'd be Chayav. Right, says, V'maseh Shabbos, Ki'ay Gavna Mim Chayiv. In a case of Shabbos, where you just leave something, and it does the Melacha by itself, then you're Chayav. Amar Rabbi Bachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Heniach, Basar Gabi Gechalim, somebody puts a piece of meat on coals. So hefech bo chayav. If he flips it over, then he's chayav. Lo hefech bo. If he doesn't flip it, patur. Then he'll be patur. So sounds like you have to be actively involved in the cooking process, otherwise you're not going to be chayav. And the Gemara will ask why. Why is it that you're not chayav? We'll deal with that tomorrow. So Amar Rava, ma chayav nami de kamar kamaset sli shel Shabbat. And we're talking about the maset sli. It means that you actively did it, like you would be involved in the process of cooking on Shabbos. So there you're chayav, even for leaving it, even when you leave it alone. So too over here, when you take the seor and you place it into the bread, then you're also going to be chayav by the mincha, even though it happens passively. So just like over here, you're chayav b'hanacha ba'alma. So too on Shabbos, when you do a full maset it's Lee Gomor, that you did the Hefech Bo, and then leave it, then you'll be Chayav, so to over here, they'll be Chayav. So we're learning out of Shabbos to hear that Groma, or seemingly Groma, when you leave something there to work on its own, that you're still Chayav for causing it, putting it into action. Alright, we'll stop over here.